Paul Zells will step in to toss the ball high in the sky. Bailey against first here. And Rutgers wins the tip easily, knocking it into the backcourt to our left, handled by Jamichael Davis. And we are underway at the Jersey Mike's Arena. Rutgers with the opening possession. Purdue opens up in man-to-man defense and has a steal on the opening play. A bad pass by Harper, lobbing it to the bucket, missed his teammate, and it was stolen on the backside by Braden Smith.
There's great awareness there by both Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith on the backside as that lob pass was trying to go over the top of Coffin Red's head.
So an early turnover, and now a turnover on Purdue on an illegal screen by Trey Coffin Wren. He's trying to open up his teammate, Braden Smith, coming into the left arc area. So that's how the game begins. Each team with a turnover. The problem is Purdue's hurts a little bit more because it's a foul on TKR.
No doubt. And you just hate picking up those little cheap ones like that, too. Just as simple as setting a screen away from the ball. Just got to be more sound and make sure you set a legal screen.
Williams gives to Davis. To the right elbow extended goes Davis. Picks up the dribble and gives it top of the key to Dylan Harper, guarded by a freshman in C.J. Cox. Freshman on freshman here. Shot clock at 10. Harper into the right corner. Catch and shoot three in the right corner. Misses long by Jeremiah Williams. Rebounded by Purdue's Caleb First. An open three in the right corner, but Williams missed it. Purdue now with their offensive possession here. Williams just a 27% three-point shooter this year. Lawyer drives down the right side of the paint. Right-handed layup. Good. He threw it up high off of the glass and banked it home. Fletcher Lawyer, who needed 4 points coming into tonight for 1,000, now needs only 2 points to be a 1,000-point career scorer.
He made that look much easier than it was. A right-handed scooping layup off the wrong foot.
Ace Bailey, a three straight away off the dribble. No, guarded by Caleb First. Rebounded C.J. Cox. Purdue right to left in the black uniforms, leading 2-0. We played 90 seconds here in New Jersey. Lawyer, a three on the right wing. It is short. Caleb First had it, lost it. Comes off of his fingertips into the hands of Jeremiah Williams of Rutgers. Rutgers on the run left to right. Williams to the right block. Stops and threw it away. Tried to throw it to the opposite corner to teammate Jeremiah Davis, but he threw it into the Purdue bench. That's two early turnovers against Rutgers.
He did a good job driving and playing off 2 feet and being under control, but as he pivoted, just airmailed that pass cross court for Davis.
18-10 to go in the first half. Purdue 2, Rutgers 0. As Braden Smith brings it over the timeline right to left, Davis guarding him. Now works his way left arc. He's dribbling with the right hand with his back to the bucket to Lawyer. Top of the key, Trey Coffin Wren. He'll drive to the right side of the paint, fouled en route. He missed the right-handed layup, but he was fouled in the process by Lathan Somerville, a 6'10 freshman from Peoria, Illinois. And I apologize, Lathan Somerville was in the starting lineup tonight instead of Obole. So Somerville started in place of Obole. First foul on Somerville out of Peoria. He was runner-up for Illinois Mr. Basketball last year, playing at Peoria Richwoods. First free throw on the way for Trey Coffin Wren. Misses. Banks off the right side of the rim. For the Boilermakers, Trey Coffin Wren, who's averaging 17 points a game, but shooting just 58% from the foul line.
Last game didn't reach the foul line at all. This time misses his first, hopefully able to connect here.
Second one all the way, it was short. He goes 0-for-2, and it's rebounded by Williams of Rutgers. Purdue misses out on an opportunity there to add to the lead. It's still 2-0. We played 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Rutgers the ball. Williams dribbling between the circles, working his way to the high left arc and stopping. Now to Bailey, who swings it right side. Harper. Harper off of Bailey's screen to the top of the key, working against First. Spins at the right elbow and traveled. He traveled trying to spin against Caleb First at the right elbow. That's now 3 turnovers already on Rutgers. They only average 10 turnovers a game.
I'm not quite so sure about that call either. I felt like that was a relatively clean move. You might have dragged the pivot foot slightly, but usually it requires a much more drastic drag of the pivot foot to get the call. But we'll take it.
Purdue says, that's right, we will take it. Here's Braden Smith wearing the pink sneakers. Topside feed caught by First. He goes to the high right elbow, a catch for TKR. TKR will now dive and shoot from 14 feet straight away. Made it. Beautiful pocket pass from Braden Smith. Led him to the bucket. Purdue leads 4-0.
That was a beautiful pocket pass, and Purdue, nice start here early.
Bailey driving in from the right wing, shooting a high floater. No good. Rebound all the way out in the right side corner where it's grabbed by Harper. Harper will drive. He was scored by Cox. Fouled by Cox, as he was trying to score, bringing it in from the right corner. And that means to the foul line will go Dylan Harper, the freshman from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. First foul of the game on C.J. Cox.
Harper, aggressive take there, gets that long rebound, and those are the type of rebounds we could end up seeing a lot in this game with the way Rutgers, they're not a great shooting team just in general, so certainly going to be more rebounds than maybe some games as Harper does make the first free throw. But just then, the type of shots they take, you know, Ace Bailey will take a lot of tough, off-balance, long jump shots. If he misses, those long rebounds are going to be ones that are going to be key for Purdue to try to track down. We weren't able to track down that one, and Rutgers got a second-chance opportunity.
Harper, left-handed shooter, averages 21 points a game, but was scoreless Monday night against Wisconsin. And he makes both foul shots. So it's Purdue 4, Rutgers 2, 3 minutes into the game. Rutgers into some full-court pressure now. Braden Smith will break the pressure, dribbling over the timeline right to left, guarded closely by Jamichael Davis. He'll use the screen, will Braden from Trey Kaufman-Wren. He'll drive, he'll shoot, but he was called for traveling. As he was coming down the right side of the paint, he appeared to hesitate ever so slightly. And he who hesitates is lost, and it's a traveling violation against Purdue.
That'd be another one I would like to watch back and just see for sure if he traveled. I mean, because he hesitated, it looked a little bit quirky, but you know, I'm not entirely sure he traveled. But
Somerville, now a foul away from the ball. This one on Ace Bailey with an illegal screen, or no?
I
beg your pardon, it's Williams. Jeremiah Williams away from the ball with an illegal screen. Count them four Rutgers turnovers, and we haven't even played 3.5 minutes.
I just saw that replay. I'm not sure I agree with that. It was definitely a physical back screen, but he looked pretty legal to me. It was one of those where they didn't really call it out, so Caleb first got hit by the screen pretty good, but...
You're not very agreeable tonight with the officiating.
I'm not in full lockstep with the calls early.
For both teams, by the way. He's not just favoring our Boilermakers. Right elbow jumper, Fletcher Lawyer. Yes, and there it is. 1,000 points. Fletcher Lawyer with an elbow jumper from the right side. 4 points for Fletcher. 1,000 for his career.
And sure enough, gets that 1,000 point on one of his patented mid-range pull-ups. Been so good at that throughout his career.
Williams driving right elbow, kicking left wing. Bailey a three, knocks it home. Ace Bailey, the uber-talented freshman, shooting 34% from three, knocks in a triple left wing, and it's 6-5 Purdue.
Now, he's not the guy we want to allow catching rhythm, catch-and-shoot opportunities. That was pure.
C.J. Cox, perimeter right, guarded closely by Harper, the Lawyer. Throws it down to the left block. Trey Kaufman-Wren kicks it right corner. Braden Smith will drive, leave it for first, and he dunks over Ace Bailey. Now that's how you take it strong to the bucket. Caleb first, a left-handed punch, and the Boilermakers are up 8-5.
Oh, my goodness, Rob. Caleb first, bringing the hammer.
Against a pretty good defender down there, a guy who has 16 blocks on the season, and Ace Bailey at 6'10". Purdue 8, Rutgers 5 with 15:05 to play in the first half here in New Jersey. Somerville will drive. He'll shoot on the run, and he's called for traveling. 5 early turnovers against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Purdue 8, Rutgers 5, 15:04 to play first half. We'll take a break on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer Scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Lawyer has a catch on the left arc as we're back to action. Raleigh Burgess has subbed in for Purdue, the 6'10 freshman from Cincinnati. Shot clock at 10. Braden Smith pulls up from 15 feet straight away and got the friendly bounce. It trickled over the front of the rim and falls in. Braden Smith, averaging 15 a game, his first scoring of this one. Purdue is leading 10-5.
Just excellent two-man game there on the left wing between Braden and Caleb first. Caleb gets it the first time, doesn't feel comfortable having anything for himself, goes right back to a handoff with Braden. He comes off of it with a clean look.
Miles Colvin is in for Purdue as well, the 6'5 sophomore from Indianapolis. Here's a steal. Braden Smith stole the ball from Ace Bailey as he was attempting a pass. Purdue with the ball after the takeaway. A deep three for Braden Smith. His short and off the fingertips of Raleigh Burgess. Braden settled for one early in the shot clock there, but it was an open look.
It was a decent look. He had Somerville on him, who was giving him a little bit of space, but he was a little flat-footed. He came in transition, lost some of his momentum, and since it was a deeper shot, he missed it well short. You could tell he didn't quite have his legs under him.
Harper, wearing neon orange sneakers, is at the right elbow. Throws up a wild shot, and the ball got wedged between the bucket and the iron, and that'll be Purdue ball on the alternating possession. Raleigh Burgess got switched off on Harper, and I got to tell you, Raleigh did a pretty good job for being a 6'11 freshman of at least staying in front of him.
He really did. I thought Raleigh did a nice job, but also that drive from Harper, just that was a sloppy drive. That's one of those where it makes you think. You don't want to make excuses for the guy, but that just looked sloppy. Didn't look like the Dylan Harper. That's a guy who's super on his game. That was not a great driving attack move there by Dylan Harper.
You're just joining us. He's been battling the flu now for over a week as Harper didn't even play against Indiana and Bloomington last week because of the illness. Purdue has 7 on the shot clock. Lawyer right wing. Now it's at 5, now 4. He's going to shoot a wild 18-footer and knock it in anyway. The defender, Davis, was hanging all over him. And Fletcher said, no worries, fellas. Shot clock at 1. He knocks it home. Purdue's up 12-5.
Wow, Fletcher in his bag on that one. A little sweep behind the back dribble going right to left. And then was able to shot fake and get that jumper off.
Davis drives in on the left block. Lost it. Stolen by Caleb First. 7 turnovers for Rutgers. We haven't even played 7 minutes of basketball. Purdue with a ball, leading 12-5. Braden Smith to Caleb First. He went strong to the bucket and was fouled, I think, by Ace Bailey, but let me double check. It is on Ace Bailey, the freshman, committing his first foul. That will send Caleb First to the foul line. Purdue ahead 12-5, 12:57 mark, first half. Purdue in black, Rutgers in red. First of two meetings between these two teams. They'll play again March the 4th in Mackey Arena. Caleb First, 76% foul shooter this season. First free throw is good. Caleb had 11 points, 6 rebounds a week ago tonight when he was in Minnesota against the Gophers. Couple of substitutions now for Rutgers. They'll bring into the game Dylan Grant. He's a 6'7 freshman from Mississauga, Ontario, who's playing only his 5th game of the year. And also Tyson Acuff as the second free throw rattles out. Acuff, 6'4", grad student from Detroit, transferred in from Eastern Michigan. He had 17 points Monday night against Wisconsin, did Acuff. Also, they have put Abole into the game. So Steve Peichel's gone deep to the bench here, 7.5 minutes into the game with Purdue leading 13-5. A drive and a takeaway, a steal. Braden Smith took the ball away from Davis. Purdue's on a run. It's a 3-on-3. A deep three is missed by Miles Colvin, but he got his own rebound. Now to Lawyer. Open three straight away. It's in and out. No good. Oh, Purdue had a couple of good looks there from three. One from Colvin, one from Lawyer. Neither of them went in the bucket. Rebounded here by Ace Bailey and Rutgers, and a foul on the freshman Raleigh Burgess as he got caught behind in the post on Obole. Ball being thrown into Obole, a foul against Burgess. Purdue will sub in Camden Heidi, the 6'7 redshirt sophomore from the state of Minnesota. He's in the game now.
Man, Purdue has really had a lot of active hands defensively in this game.
Bob, 8 turnovers already.
8 turnovers, another steal, and man, like you said, really good attempt there with Colvin and Lawyer getting an open three. And
9 turnovers. We can't even get a sentence finished before Rutgers turns it over again. This time an illegal screen against Emmanuel Abole, who was trying to open up his teammate Jordan Durkak, who just subbed into the game. Durkak was going to shoot a 3 from the right wing. He never got the chance because of the illegal screen. 9 Rutgers turnovers. Purdue is leading 13-5. Purdue has the ball. Braden Smith bounces it high right elbow. Here's a catch for Trey Kaufman-Rinn. Dribbles once, gives the Lawyer. Lawyer, right side of the paint, shooting a floater up and no good. Long off the back of the rim, rebounded by Braden Smith after a tip out from Heidi. Now to Colvin, 3 on the way, deep right wing, it's no good. Ace Bailey had the rebound and Camden Heidi fouled him. Heidi coming in from behind, trying to knock the ball away from Bailey, couldn't do it. Timeout on the floor, Purdue 13, Rutgers 5. 11:51 mark of the first half on a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Good call. For the moment, Dylan Harper on the bench for Rutgers. Ace Bailey dribbling to the right elbow, getting to a spot, rising and shooting and missing. A bully, though, with a strong offensive rebound for Rutgers. He keeps the possession alive. Acuff now, perimeter left, guarded closely by Heidi. Acuff kicks it in the left corner. Catch and shoot 3 on the way is good. Knocking it home, that is Dylan Grant. Dylan Grant makes only his 2nd 3-point shot of the season. He's 2 of 9 from 3 after that make, and Purdue's up 13-8 on Rutgers.
Wow. and only 1-for-4 in conference play, and that he shot that confidently.
Braden Smith answers with a two-pointer, 15 feet straight away, as he dribbled to his spot, rising and firing. Here's another three on the way. This one from Acuff, misses badly, and a foul on the rebound on Trey Kaufman Wren. That'll be his second. He and Abole were battling for rebounding position, and now Purdue's leading scorer in foul trouble. Caleb First will be up off the bench to replace Trey Kaufman Wren, who will go to the bench with two fouls. 11 minutes exactly to play first half. Purdue leading 15-8.
We saw Fletcher Lawyer talking to him. Trey was kind of boxing him out like an offensive lineman with his chest versus his back, and that's where the official saw the shove.
Rutgers a second opportunity now, thanks to the foul. Bailey dribbling in on the right baseline, double teamed, trying to kick it between two teammates, Purdue teammates, I should say, lost it. Acuff picked it up and is fouled on the jump shot of the left elbow. Miles Colvin whistled for the foul. Well, here's where Purdue could get themselves into a little bit of trouble, not coming up with defensive rebounds when needed. And more importantly, not coming up with a loose ball. Right there, Bailey put the ball on the floor on a bad pass. But Rutgers ended up with it. Purdue did not.
I was surprised they didn't maybe blow the whistle for a kick.
Kickball, I thought that too. Here's a two-shot opportunity for Tyson Acuff. Coming off his best game of the season, 17 points against Wisconsin Monday night. He averaged 21 a game last year at Eastern Michigan. That was the MAC leader.
Now you average over 20 points a game in the MAC. That's pretty legit. Pretty good, so yeah. This guy can definitely fill it up.
He's only averaging 4 points a game currently, but he did make both foul shots. And again, he's coming off a really strong performance Monday against Wisconsin. 15-10, Purdue the lead, 10:40 to go here in the first half. Purdue with the ball, Braden Smith to Caleb First, who was diving to the bucket and was fouled en route. Beautiful pass in traffic, found its way, and the foul will go against who? Oh, Dylan Harper. First foul on Dylan Harper. Team foul. Number five on Rutgers.
Called that on the floor, I guess. I was thinking Caleb was kind of catching and getting into a shooting motion all in one motion, basically, as he caught that pass. But they're going to deem it on the floor, and Purdue will take it under out of bounds. But Rutgers defensively having all kinds of issues with Purdue's ball screen action. Feels like Braden is able to kind of get whatever he wants. And Purdue, considering Braden Smith runs a lot of ball screen, that's not a good situation for Rutgers defensively.
Purdue has committed 16 fouls, by the way. Here's Braden Smith. Fakes a three left wing. Swings it right side. A catch for Jakari Harris, who just entered for Purdue, the freshman from Atlanta. Shot clock at 10. Between the rings of the ball, Braden Smith driving on a Abole. Steps back. Now leans into a 14-footer and missed it. Had a good look, but couldn't get it to go. Acuff rebounding for Rutgers. Ahead to Durkak. Quickly down the left side of the paint. Durkak comes a running. Stops on the block. Double teamed. Kicks it out for Acuff, who will fake a three. Dribble to the right elbow and shoot a floater. He leaves it short, and Camden Heidi rebounds for Purdue. Outlet pass quickly to Braden Smith. Purdue has numbers, 4-on-3. Lawyer will dribble in from the left wing and make a layup. Purdue got out in transition as Rutgers was slow to get back. 8 points now for Fletcher Lawyer. Boilermakers leading 17-10. Acuff on the high right wing, two steps outside of the arc. Jakari Harris guarding him. Throws to Durkak, who dribbles now between the circles. He works his way, right elbow, kicks in the corner. And Acuff three on the way on the right corner. Good. Tyson Acuff. He has 5 points after that made three-point shot. Purdue's up 17-13.
Well, that's a breakdown for Purdue defensively in multiple areas. You allow the dribble penetration from Durkak, but I don't think Jakari Harris is meant to leave Acuff in that corner, ball side corner. He's a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, 38% from three. Here's Caleb First. He got open under the bucket. Braden Smith found him, bounced it into him. Caleb laid it in. Caleb has 5 points. Purdue's leading 19-13. You're right. The ball screen offense for Purdue, at least early in the game, has been to near perfection.
Just getting whatever they want. And Braden Smith, that's elite vision there. And he's zips that bounce pass about 16, 17 feet all the way to the cup.
Acuff to a cutting Durkak. Middle of the paint. Shoots a floater into some traffic. Missed it. Rebounded Caleb First to the Boilermakers. Strong rebound for First, his third. Here's a lob to Camden Heidi, who dunks in transition. Braden Smith threw a 30-foot pass. Camden Heidi caught it with two hands. He dunked it home. Another transition bucket for the Boilermakers. Purdue's leading 21-13.
Oh, that is what Braden and Cam do best together, linking up in transition. How about Braden Smith finding Cam up top to finish with authority.
Durkak to a back-cutting Grant. Lost it out of bounds. That should have been a layup, but Dylan Grant had fumble fingers. He lost it out of bounds. Baseline right. Another Rutgers turnover. Purdue up 21-13, and the Boilermakers with the ball with 8:27 to go in the first half. Unofficially, I have them now at 10 turnovers. That's their per-game average.
That's incredible. And right there, just another opportunity for a basket if they can just simply pass and catch. He had the backdoor cut.
Three on the way, Camden. Heidi, left wing, is no good. Rebounded, though, Jakari Harris. He keeps it alive for the Boilermakers. A 3-4, Fletcher Lawyer. No, blocked. Blocked by Harper on the three. Harper on the run out. His layup is good. A block shot and a layup, Dylan Harper. Fletcher thought he was fouled on the three-pointer. Didn't get the call. And it's Purdue 21, Rutgers 15.
That's a tough one to go against Purdue. Fletcher Lawyer really distraught. Felt like he got fouled. Coach Painter as well. And at least the 2 points for Rutgers.
Braden Smith on the right elbow. Leans into Durkak. Doesn't shoot it, though. Gives to Heidi. Gives it right back to Smith. Shot clock at 10. Braden Smith with a screen from first near the top of the key area. Shot clock at 5. Braden pulls up from 16 feet, knocks it in, right elbow. Braden Smith will silence the crowd for the moment. 6 points from Braden Smith. Purdue leading 23-15.
That is cold-blooded. Nothing more than a star player loves. Silencing in a road crowd right there. Braden does it beautifully.
Jakari Harris guarding Dylan Harper for the moment. Here's Durkak, perimeter left wing, dribbling to the top of the key. Keeps his momentum going. Shoots a floater and missed one right at the rim. Agboole, a rebound. He missed it, but on the weak side, it'll be a tip-in for Dylan Grant. A couple of offensive rebound opportunities there for Rutgers. Gives them a second bucket, a second life, I should say, on the bucket. And it's Purdue 23, Rutgers 17. Three on the way. Braden Smith on the left wing is a bullseye. Braden Smith, a step back triple. He has 9 in the game. Purdue's leading 26-17.
That's just simple action by Purdue as he dribbles to the left wing and he creates a little space. They have no answer for Braden Smith.
Dirk back to the right block. Bounced it into his teammate Agboole, and we're going to have a held ball. A held ball as he was tied up by Camden Heidi in the middle of the paint. Timeout on the floor. Purdue 26, Rutgers 17. It'll be Rutgers ball on the possession arrow when we return. Back to action. Rutgers the ball. Baseline right. Purdue leading 26-17. Agboole lost it on the floor. Caleb first is diving on the floor for it. Now it's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Ace Bailey, and he stepped over the 10-second line. Caleb first made that play. It's our hustle play of the game, presented by Republic Airways. Apply to Lyft Academy. Start your aviation career today. Turnover number 11, thanks to the hustle of Caleb first.
That is an unbelievable individual play there defensively by Caleb first. Gets his hand in there to strip it from Agboole. It squirts all the way near the half court line, then knocks it away again. And at that point, he's basically on the line as Ace Bailey came over and picked it up. And then Cammy Heidi was in the mix too. Just a great job defensively by Purdue.
Over and back, ultimately, is the call, giving a ball to the Boilermakers. Braden Smith down the left side of the paint, shoots as he was being pushed in the right rib cage area. Missed the shot, but the foul will go against Jeremiah Williams. And to the foul line will go Purdue's Braden Smith with 2 shots. Braden on the season has only missed 4 foul shots. He's 31 for 35.
And that's some new offense Purdue's installed here over the last couple weeks. Just basically getting the ball, trying to get Braden Smith, who has the ball at the top of the key, just trying to give him a seam to drive as he swishes the first free throw. Purdue maneuvering its other offensive players to clear out that left seam. And Braden Smith, they're basically just letting him make an individual play. And he's definitely a good guy to have the ball in your hands to do so.
Back into the game for Rutgers off the bench, Dylan Harper. He'll be guarded by Jakari Harris as Braden made the second foul shot. That's interesting because those two guys guarded each other last year in the state championship game in Georgia high school basketball.
That was pretty awesome. Bailey with 19 points in that game, Jakari with 9, but Jakari's squad got the last lap with the victory.
Yeah, that was maybe, I'm sure it's, say that correctly, it was Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey playing Jakari Harris in the state championship game, 7A state championship game last year in Georgia. Shot clock at 7. Harper to Agboole. Drive, spins, shoots, and scores. He knocked over Jakari Harris in the process. No call. And a bucket will count for Emmanuel Agboole. His first scoring of the game. He averages 3 points a contest. Purdue up 28-19. And here's a foul on the perimeter. Guarding too closely was Jamichael Davis. That'll be a 1-1 for Purdue's Braden Smith. As that is team foul number 8 on Rutgers.
Yeah, that's a tough one, certainly. Pretty good on-ball defense there by Davis. Definitely some physical action there on the perimeter, but for the most part, I feel like you see that sort of contact being allowed to play, especially when you're on your home floor.
Yeah.
If you're a Rutgers player in this case, but we'll take it.
1-1. First one missed. A rare miss by Braden Smith. Only his fifth miss of the season. Steve Peichel is having a word with official Paul Zells there during that foul shot. He didn't like the call. 28-19, Purdue the lead, Rutgers the ball. 5:20 to go in the half. A three on the way. Harper in and out, no good. Boy, how did that ball not stay in there? It banged out somehow, some way. Rebounded by Purdue's Camden Heidi.
It was a pretty good look there for Dylan Harper. Purdue, as you said, very fortunate.
Into the right corner to C.J. Cox. He has the ball, spins against the defender, Aka. Gives it way out high to the timeline on a chest pass to Braden Smith. Braden wants to orchestrate some offense here with a shot clock at 10. Braden, perimeter right, shooting a three, falling backwards. Missed it, no good. Rebounded out of there by the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They want to push. Here's Harper. Left to right in a hurry, fouled by Jakari Harris. That was a good foul because not only did Rutgers have numbers, they had momentum on their side, working left to right. That is a 1-1 opportunity, though. Team foul number 7 on the Boilermakers. Dylan Harper, a 75% foul shooter with a 1-1 here.
It's certainly a good foul because Dylan Harper was probably going to get to the rim and score, but you're right. With the 1-1, it's not quite as good of a foul as I was initially thinking. I didn't quite realize they were in the bonus yet.
Foul trouble's been a problem for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue's leading scorer has rarely played in the first half. He has 2 fouls. He's on the bench. That's the bad news. The good news, Purdue still has been able to maintain a comfortable lead, at least to this point. Left-handed Harper dribbles once, spins the ball, shoots, and he missed.
Oh, it was a great foul.
Harper returns the favor. Braden Smith missed the front end of the 1-1. Harper says, I'll do you one even better. Purdue with the ball here. 4:30 to go in this first half. Braden Smith, perimeter right wing, dribbling. Leaves it high for Heidi. Heidi will fake a three. Dribble to the rim on Bailey. Shot blocked. Bailey, no, they're going to count it. They're going to count it for the moment. For the moment, this is called a goaltending against Rutgers, but they will check at the monitor once we go to the next commercial timeout. So for the moment, they have counted this bucket for Camden Heidi. Looking at the instant replay, I don't think it'll stand. At least the replay we were able to see here.
The angle we saw, it's a behind. Like it was behind the player angle, so tough to obviously see exactly. But you're right, it's definitely very close, and the crowd certainly felt similar to you as far as that ball was a clean block.
Bailey's on the right baseline, had to give it up way out high side to Acuff. Acuff with 10 on the shot clock. Lawyer's on him, throws it right corner. Ace Bailey a catch, throws a skip pass to the far left corner. Davis stepped out of bounds. No, he traveled. Doesn't matter. Either way, it was going to be a turnover. Turnover number 12 on Rutgers as Davis shot faked in the left corner and then traveled coming in from the left baseline.
And that's a case where he could have shot a catch and shoot three in rhythm on a nice skip pass.
He's a 23% three-point
shooter.
Right,
so he's not a great three-point shooter, yeah. But he's certainly capable. But, you know, he tries to play off the shot fake and gets called for the travel.
For the moment, Purdue's ahead 30-19. We think that number's going to come back to 28 for Purdue, but we'll see. Boilermakers do have the ball. We know that much. Fletcher Lawyer, left elbow, leans in, shoots a short floater. That is no good, and it's rebounded out of there by Lathan Somerville of Rutgers. 3:30 to go in this first half. Harper at the top of the key. Chest pass left side, Bailey. Now kick in the corner for an A-cuff three. It's an air ball. A weak side air ball rebound picked up by Fletcher Lawyer of Purdue. 3:25 to go. We're in the first half. Purdue the ball. Attacking the bucket to our left as we look at it. We set up about 25 rows or so for the floor here at Rutgers. Pretty good vantage point for us. C.J. Cox a three. Right wing. Stepping to his left. Shooting and missing. Ace Bailey the rebound. Caleb first the foul. First foul on Caleb first. That'll be a 1-1 at the other end for Bailey when we return to action. Purdue 30, Rutgers 19, 3:11 to go first half. As we take a break on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard, this is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
East Bailey going to the line, a chance to cut this lead down to just 7 if he's able to convert with 3 minutes to go. If Rutgers has a strong close to the half,
yeah.
That would certainly be pretty devastating to a Purdue team that, for the most part, has dominated this first half.
Bailey is a 55% foul shooter, about the only thing he doesn't do well. At least through 15 games of his freshman season, and he makes that one. 4 points in the game for Ace Bailey. He averages 19 a game. Young man who was a McDonald's All-American, considered by most to be a top 3 recruit in the entire country. Coming to Rutgers, makes them both. He's also expected to be a top 3 NBA draft pick this summer. And it's 28-21, Purdue the lead, 3:05 to go. Purdue the ball, Braden Smith over the timeline right to left. Top of the key catch for Caleb First, right back to Braden. Now to Lawyer, takes a deep three, goes left wing to Heidi. Heidi to Lawyer between the circles. Shot clock at 10, now to Braden Smith. Uses a screen, comes down the right side of the painted area. Kick in the corner for a C.J. Cox three. Yes, a triple time from the left corner, C.J. Cox. And what a pass from Braden Smith to find the freshman wide open in the corner.
You said it. Great vision by Braden. And also a nice screen by Camden Heidi to seal in that weak side defender to allow C.J. Cox to have that clean look.
Purdue's lead is 10, 31-21. 2:28 to go. We're in the first half. Three in the way for Bailey is good in the right corner. That's Ace Bailey. His second three of the game as he answers for Rutgers and a timeout, Rutgers. Steve Peichel takes a timeout after the three goes through the bucket. Scarlet Knights have also just subbed in P.J. Hayes, the fourth, a 6'6", fifth-year senior from Wisconia, Minnesota. Transfer from San Diego. Doesn't play a lot of minutes, but he's in the game right now. Purdue 31, Rutgers 24, 2:21 to go here in the first half. Our game tonight brought to you by the Progressive Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need.
Well, that right there, just not good enough sense of urgency if you're Camden Heidi from a defensive standpoint. You're guarding Ace Bailey. I mean, this guy's a top five pick, one of the smoothest looking jump shots there is in the country at 6'9". Nice high release. I mean, you got to be literally right there on the catch. And right there, the closeout's just not quick enough, not fast enough, too much space. Bailey, he's too comfortable in that situation. Easy catch and shoot three. And just, you know, if you're Purdue, you got to be more sense of urgency when you're guarding either Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper, but especially Ace Bailey from a catch and shoot standpoint.
Out of the timeout, Purdue the ball here. Purdue wearing black on the road. Rutgers wearing red at home. Braden Smith guarded very closely by Jermichael Davis. He's been guarding Braden full court man-to-man all game long. Braden working his way to the right wing. They're going to try to trap him there. Throws it into the corner, though. Now goes top of the key to Lawyer. Lawyer will dribble in, shoot a left-handed layup in traffic. It's no good. Tipped around a couple of times, rebounded by whom? Caleb First. Caleb First keeps it alive. Purdue on the run now. A Cox three on the left wing. Misses badly, and a foul on whom? Rutgers. That'll send Caleb First to the line. That ball missed terribly from the left wing. Hit the backboard on the far side of the rim. But it caromed right into the teeth, quite frankly, of Caleb First. And he was being fouled at the time by P.J. Hayes, the fourth. So this is going to be a 1-1 for Caleb First.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but C.J., our guy, shot a little spanker there from the left wing.
Spank ball. Oh, missed the free throw. Another front end of a 1-1 missed by Purdue. Purdue is 3 of 8 at the foul line.
That kills you. You make a lot of good effort plays there, get that foul, and then you don't take advantage.
Purdue's up 31-24, but Rutgers has the ball with 90 seconds to go in a half. Harper, perimeter left, gives it right side Bailey, perimeter right. He rises from the right baseline, shoots a jumper that's no good. Rebounded weak side for Braden Smith, and Braden wants to push the tempo. Purdue's on the run to Heidi. He'll drive in and make a right-handed reverse layup. Another transition bucket for the Boilermakers, led by Braden Smith. A bucket for Heidi.
Great job, Cameron Heidi, sprinting that left wing. And as you said, Rob, Purdue in transition has been feasting in this game.
They have been all season. It's just been a matter of can they get into transition enough during a game for it to make a difference. 1 minute to go in the half. Purdue 33, Rutgers 24. Harper to Somerville. 15 feet straight away. Missed it. Rebound by whom? That's rebounded by Ace Bailey and a foul on Purdue to boot. Foul on Purdue's C.J. Cox, his second. And that'll set up a 1-1 for Ace Bailey. That was just a matter of Bailey being the tallest guy under the bucket. No one could match him.
We saw the mismatch in that possession with Braden Smith getting switched on to Ace Bailey. Braden did a good job fronting the post, not allowing Bailey to get the catch. Harper instead throws it to Somerville, but as soon as Somerville shot that shot, I was just praying the ball was going to bounce the opposite direction of where Ace and Braden were on the left block.
Right.
Unfortunately, it bounced right towards the left block. And as you said, it Bailey just simply too tall. C.J. Cox even tried to come in there from the weak side and provide some assistance, but he also not very tall.
Ace Bailey missed the foul shot. Missed the front end of a 1-1. Purdue with the ball. Braden Smith, 11 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists in the game already for Braden. He's the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week. 40 on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. inside to Caleb first, and he threw it out of bounds. That was Braden Smith trying to bounce one into Caleb. You could probably hear Caleb scream on our basket mic. He thought he should have caught that ball. It was coming in hot, but Caleb felt like he should have caught it. Instead, it goes out of bounds baseline left. That's only Purdue's third turnover.
It was an extremely tight window bounce pass, but it actually ended up bouncing right up towards Caleb first left hand. Yeah, it's one of those he could have caught, but it was definitely not the easiest catch in the world either.
Harper, right elbow guarded closely by Colvin. Swing it left side for a Harper three. It's missed, no good. That wasn't Harper, I beg your pardon. That was Hayes, B.J. Hayes. And now Purdue can hold for the final shot. Colvin got the rebound, and Purdue can hold for the final shot of the half. 10 seconds on the clock. It is ticking. Braden Smith against Harper. Now eight, now seven. Works his way right elbow to Heidi. Shooting a three from the left wing. It is no good. Rebounded by first and then taken away by Harper. And that is how the first half will come to a close. 12 first-half turnovers for Rutgers. Purdue, 33 first-half points, despite the fact the Boilermakers were 2 of 13 from 3 and 3 of 8 at the foul line. Purdue, 33, Rutgers, 24. Halftime here at Jersey Mike's Arena, the home of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Halftime begins when we come back with a Coors Light halftime report. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Purdue, the opening possession here. Working their way left to right in the second half are the black-clad Boilermakers. Braden Smith, left side to Lawyer, throws it inside and turned it over. Tried to throw it inside to Trey Coffin-Wren. It was stolen by Ace Bailey. So Rutgers goes zone, and they get a turnover because of it. Bailey, a three in the corner at the other end, is no good. Rebounded by Fletcher Lawyer. A foul on the play against Purdue. Oh, my. Trey Coffin-Wren just picked up his third foul. He was boxing out Somerville for rebounding position. And Trey Coffin-Wren now has three fouls. He'll have to go right back to the bench. It's been a tough night for TKR. Camden Heidi replaces him.
He was trying to box out Somerville and, being physical, flung his left arm back and caught Somerville right in the face, and that's what drew the foul. But, yeah, kind of a – and they're going to review this now, hit by Coffin-Wren since it did catch Somerville above the head and neck area. But defensively, not surprising to see them try to go zone, because Purdue really, even though they didn't shoot very well, was kind of getting whatever type of look they wanted against Rutgers' man-to-man defense. So not surprising they're going to try something different. And sure enough, they got a turnover first possession.
Well, we're 32 seconds into the second half and a replay review to see if there may be a flagrant one on Trey Coffin-Wren on the box out. It's a foul on him regardless, a common foul. And looks like, nope, we're just going to play on here. That was a quick review. Looking to buy, sell, or build a home, but don't know where to start? Call trusted agents at True Blood Real Estate, the official real estate partner of Purdue Athletics. So a missed shot, but Purdue couldn't get the rebound and ended up fouling, giving the ball right back to Rutgers. Baseline left here. Purdue up 33-24. We're just underway in the second half. Catch here for Bailey. Left elbow trying to back down C.J. Cox, and the double team came from Caleb first, and Caleb fouled. Caleb tried to sneak in from behind and slap the ball away from Ace Bailey, but he slapped the wrist instead. Two quick fouls on the Boilermakers here in the second half.
Caleb despondent there. He seemed to feel like he got all ball as he tried to sneak behind Ace Bailey and slap down on that basketball, but sometimes you slap down like that, the offensive player gets the benefit of the doubt.
Rutgers again inbounding baseline left. Harper drives the left baseline on the inbound but missed the layup. It hit the bottom of the rim, and it's rebounded by Braden Smith. Purdue on the run. Lawyer a three in transition on the right wing is a triple time. Oh, Fletcher. We are not disappointed about that. 11 points for Fletch. Purdue's up 36-24.
The transition game for Purdue continues to thrive. Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer have such a good connection in those transition situations. How about that drop back pass there by Braden?
Yeah, just left it behind him. Harper a three. Step back. No, missed it from the right wing. Braden Smith a rebound. Three rebounds for Braden Smith. He has 8 assists and 11 points. Heidi a three from the right wing. It is in and out, no good. Tipped knocked around and rebounded by Harper. And now Rutgers wants to run. It's a three-on-three coming the other way. Williams has the ball on the high right wing. Lawyer begs off it, but he won't shoot it. Now to Harper between the circles. So we got left side ace Bailey. Bailey dribbling left baseline. Stopping, popping, missing. An air ball, actually. Grabbed by C.J. Cox of the Boilermakers off the weak side. 18-20 to go in the game. Purdue 36, Rutgers 24. Now back to man-to-man defense. Go the Scarlet Knights after one possession of 2-3 matchup zone. Cox, right wing Lawyer. He shoots a three. In and out. That one's no good. Rebounded by whom? They're going to say a foul on Purdue regardless. Caleb first was fighting for the rebound. So was Jeremiah Williams of Rutgers. And it's on Caleb first. So now he has three fouls. So Purdue's two starting big guys. First and Kaufman Wren, both with three fouls, and into the game will come Raleigh Burgess, the 6'11 freshman, to replace Caleb First at the 18:05 mark.
Going to be a lot of pressure on Burgess and Camden Heidi as the bigs off the bench to give quality minutes here with the foul trouble. But, man, Purdue's getting some really good looks. Camden Heidi and Fletcher Lawyer back-to-back possessions. Really good looks on the right wing. Not able to come home and knock those down.
Purdue 3 of 16 from the three-point line. Purdue's the 12th best three-point shooting team in the country at 39.6%. But tonight, 3 for 16. Rutgers the ball. Harper, left elbow extended, rises, fires, shoots his left-handed shot. It's missed. Rebounded, though, by Somerville. He is in the paint. He is going to spin, shoot a wild shot, leave it short. Bailey tipped it towards the rim, and he missed it. C.J. Cox a rebound. More offensive rebounding for Rutgers, but they can't cash it in. Cox to Burgess. He drives and makes a right-handed layup. Freshman to freshman. Cox with the bouncing layup leading the bounce pass to Burgess. I'll get it out eventually, fans.
How about that? Freshman to freshman. A little middle ball screen in transition, and Cox goes pocket bounce pass to Burgess, who lays that thing in.
And now here's a cut and a layup coming in the other way. That's Jermichael Davis, his first scoring of the game for Rutgers. Cutting in from the right corner, coming in on a backdoor play. Purdue never saw him.
Braden Smith caught ball watching there on the weak side. He's been so good today, but right there, weak side defense got a little bit lazy. Ball watching there and an easy back cut.
Heidi faked a three at the top of the key. Gives to Cox, perimeter right. Shot clock at 10. Now to a cutting Braden Smith. He threw it away. Braden went to shoot it. Raleigh Burgess went to block out. The problem was Braden was throwing it to Raleigh, and Raleigh never saw it coming. That's one of those, if you're Braden, you should have just shot it. Yeah. I know hindsight being 20-20, but Raleigh had no idea that that was going to be a pass and not a shot.
Yeah, it's an elite pass, and it ends up hitting Burgess basically right in the face. But it's a ball. It's a situation Braden's just got to shoot the ball. He's got a high percentage shot there, and Raleigh's expecting him to shoot it. But it ended up being a great laser pass that would have been a layup if Raleigh was looking.
16:25 to go in the ball game. Purdue leading 38-26. Neither team's been great offensively. Rutgers, multiple turnovers, 12 of them in the game. All 12 came in the first half. Somerville's on the right baseline trying to work on Burgess. Will spin and shoot a bank shot and score. Strong take by Lathan Somerville, the freshman from Peoria, Illinois. He scores on the freshman from Cincinnati, Raleigh Burgess. And it's a 10-point Purdue lead, 38-28.
This is just a good individual move there by Somerville. Freshman on freshman crime.
Purdue tried to throw it inside to Burgess, and Somerville fouled him. Somerville was coming over from the weak side, and the foul on Somerville. Timeout on the floor. 15:55 remaining in the game. Purdue 38, Rutgers 28 on a Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
Rutgers has, at least so far through 4 minutes of this second half, cleaned up the turnover issue. They haven't turned it over yet. They did have 12 at the half. So for them, they've at least done a nice job cleaning it up. But Purdue has increased the halftime lead by one to this point.
Dylan Harper back on the bench for Rutgers. He has his shooting shirt back on. I'm not so certain. Well, I'm certain he's not 100%.
Yeah, he has not looked himself at all. Really lacked a lot of aggression, which has worked in Purdue's favor, certainly, but does not look like the guy that's been tabbed to be a top-five pick.
Yeah, he's been struggling with the flu. Got it early last week. And here's C.J. Cox on a cut to the basket, and Braden Smith gave it to him on an inbounds play. Cox came from the top of the key, sprinted down the middle of the paint, and had an uncontested layup on a perfect inbounds pass.
That was beautiful. It's the same play Purdue ran to get Cox a layup last game.
And now a steal from Heidi ahead to Braden Smith. He was going to shoot a layup, but Ace Bailey was tracking him, and he said, nope, I better pull it back out, or this thing's going to get blocked to the moon. Purdue with the ball here. Left to right, the Boilermakers offensively. Leading by 12. Braden Smith all the way to the rim. rim, kicks it out to C.J. Cox, an open three left wing, in and out. Oh, Purdue is 3 of 17 from the three-point line. On the run, here comes Latherville and the Rutgers. Out high to Bailey, 3 on the way for Ace. Bailey is good. Boy, that turned out well. If you're a Rutgers fan, 11 points for Bailey. Purdue 40, Rutgers 31. Purdue had a steal but came away with no points. And at the other end, Rutgers ends up with a triple. Braden Smith out high to Lawyer. He's perimeter right, 3 steps off the arc to Heidi, and now a foul as Ace Bailey came pushing through a screen that was being set by Braden Smith. Foul on Bailey, his second. Trey Kaufman is going to sub in. Matt Painter will roll the dice here at the 14:50 mark and play Trey Kaufman with 3 fouls. He'll replace Raleigh Burgess. Good minutes from Burgess, the freshman off the bench who doesn't get to play a whole bunch.
Yeah, nice contribution there from Raleigh. And, yeah, I think the right move probably to get either Trey or Caleb back in the fold at this point.
Miles Colvin is into the game. He has the ball on the left wing. Against man-to-man defense to Trey Kaufman-Wren against a Bolle, facing him up left baseline. Jab steps, now shoots a 17-footer, misses. Bailey with a rebound off of the weak side for Rutgers. Bailey wants to go in a hurry. In a hurry, I beg your pardon. 14:25 to go in a game. Purdue leading 40-31 in this low-scoring affair. Low-scoring at least for now. Jeremiah Williams at the left elbow, stops, kicks it right side for an Ace Bailey, 3 on the right wing. This one is long. Fletcher Lawyer has the rebound for Purdue. 3 rebounds for Lawyer. He has 11 points. 11 points, 3 rebounds for Braden Smith. Smith also has 9 assists.
Wow, Purdue dodged the bullet on that one. Ace Bailey on the penetration, wide open on the backside.
TKR will drive, got to the rim, but in the process was fouled before he could shoot a right-handed layup by Jamichael Davis. Well, you can tell Trey is antsy to get the ball up on the rim. He's played so little in this game because of foul trouble. He is dying to shoot the ball, and he is Purdue's leading scorer, coming in at 17 a game.
And that's the whole conundrum, right? When a guy gets foul trouble as a coach, you worry about sitting them too long sometimes, because then when they do come back in, like, what's their rhythm going to be like?
Yeah. Lawyer in the right corner, fake to 3. Gives to Williams is guarding him, so he gave it to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Now it gets cycled around to Braden Smith on the right wing to TKR. Shot fake on Bailey, had it stripped away from him, and then out of bounds, baseline right. Last touch by Bailey. Purdue's going to keep the ball, baseline right, with 7 on the shot clock. 13:42 to go in a game. Bailey was fouling. Foul wasn't called. Ball was out of bounds. Might have been touched by Trey Kaufman-Wren, but that might have been one of those where the official's like, you know what, if I'm not going to call a foul, I'll just go ahead and give Purdue the ball here.
He just got completely bear-hugged and then hacked across the arm by Ace Bailey. No call.
A 3 off the inbound for Braden Smith is long. No good. He shot it from the right corner. Rutgers has the ball, and now stoppage of play because of an injured Rutgers player. By the way, Dylan Harper has come back into the game.
Yeah.
The injured player is whom? Jeremiah Williams. He is lying on his backside right in front of the Purdue bench. I didn't see what happened to him. Braden Smith missed a 3 in the left corner. It was long. And then as Rutgers grabbed the rebound and started to go play offense, play was stopped with Williams lying on the ground. He will walk off under his own power to the Rutgers bench. My goodness, Purdue's 3-point shooting, 3 of 18.
Just killing Purdue. They're getting so many good looks. Right there, Braden, a pretty clean look. Williams ran off a screen there on the wing, and that's where he got hurt.
Harper to the right elbow, guarded by Camden Heidi. Now he wants to retrace his steps to Bailey with a 3 on the left wing. Good. Ace Bailey. That's his 4th made 3 of the game. He's a 34% 3-point shooter. Rutgers is within 6 at 40-34.
It's a case of over-helping on the perimeter off Ace Bailey. You got to make Harper hit a mid-range jumper.
Trey Kaufman-Wren, 12 feet away, missed, but tipped into the bucket by Camden Heidi. Heidi was in perfect offensive rebounding position, tipped it in with 2 hands. Purdue's back up 42-34. Bailey on Heidi, left wing, wants to drive him, got to the free throw line, and tried to throw it into the painted area, and threw it out of bounds. That's now 14, count them, 14 Rutgers turnovers. 12 in the first half, 2 in the second. Purdue with the ball, leading 42-34, 12:40 to go in the game.
Heidi, nice individual defense there on Ace Bailey. He's a good matchup, Cam, with his size and athleticism on Bailey.
Warrior bounces it, Trey Coffin Wren. Left baseline, faces up a Bolle, spins on him, shoots and scores, and this will be an and-one opportunity. A Bolle fouling the shooting. Trey Coffin Wren, who banked it in for the left side. 4 points in the game for Trey Coffin Wren, and at the line, the Boilermakers for an and-one.
You got to feel great for Trey Coffin Wren right there. And he showed a ton of emotion with a huge fist pump back towards his bench after he converts that and one. As you had mentioned earlier, it's been a long, frustrating game with a lot of time on the bench for Trey.
He missed the foul shot, however. He's 0 for 3 at the foul line in the game. Purdue's up 44-34. Rutgers the ball after grabbing the missed foul shot. Tyson Acuff will give it left side to Durkak, the transfer from Merrimack. Now high side it goes to the driving Harper all the way to the basket. He went unabated down the right side of the paint. No one stopped him. And Dylan Harper scores his 6 point in the game.
Coffin Wren caught top side, not able to get over and help on that drive as Harper got the blow by on Smith.
Here's a give and go. A dunk for Trey Coffin Wren. The assist from Braden Smith coming in from the left wing. Oh my, that was a beautiful play. 6 points for TKR. Purdue back up 10. Driving Acuff, shooting a wild shot and missing. Rebounding by Obole, then into the hands of Durkak. Rutgers with an offensive rebound here. They've out-rebounded Purdue 30-21. Durkak working on Colvin, perimeter right with the shot clock at 10. Drives to 15 feet, stops and shoots and scores. Jordan Durkak, first scoring of the game. Last year, he was the NEC Player of the Year at Merrimack as a sophomore.
He just put Miles Colvin on skates right there. A pretty nasty right-to-left crossover in isolation for the pull-up.
Purdue an 8-point lead with 11-11 remaining. Braden Smith, point left to Trey Coffin Wren. Gives it right back to Braden. He's going to drive. Kick in a corner for a Heidi three. It's on the way. It's in and out. No good. Purdue 3 of 19 from 3. Rutgers the ball. Harper quickly right to left in his red uniform. Right side for an Acuff three. Good. Timeout Purdue as Tyson Acuff knocks in his second made three-point basket of the game. Purdue 46. Rutgers 41. 10:51 remaining on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Here's a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press from Rutgers as we're back to action, broken by Braden Smith. And now Rutgers settles in to the 2-3 matchup zone. 10:30 remains in the game. Braden Smith, top of the key, right side, Jakari Harris. He'll pull the trigger, and he'll make one. Wouldn't you know it, Purdue's worst three-point shooter percentage-wise makes a three. Purdue's ahead 49-41.
Wow, how about the confidence of Jakari Harris? As you said, has been Purdue's worst three-point shooter of the guys that shoot him regularly, and he steps up just as he subs into the game and knocks one home.
Durkak, a three at the other end, in and out, and it's rebounded by, holy cow, that was rebounded by Jakari Harris, who was laying on his back. He was lying on his back under the basket, and he got a defensive rebound. Now he'll shoot another three. He'll miss this one. Hustled after, however, by Trey Coffin Wren. Purdue with an offensive rebound. Jakari's like, hey, why not? Made a three. I got a rebound lying on my back in the middle of the paint. Here's a Braden Smith jumper. Good right wing. Purdue rolls off five in a row. Purdue's up 51-41.
Just a huge response by Purdue, and also a great sign for Braden Smith to see that ball go in. He hasn't taken as many shots here as of late. You know he's going to be needed to close out this game from an offensive standpoint, scoring the basketball.
13 in the game for Braden. I still can't get over the Jakari Harris defensive rebound. Lying on his back in the middle of the paint. And Rutgers never took the ball from him while he was lying there. Durkak will drive. Layup. No. He got to the rim, missed a layup, and then fouled Caleb First, who grabbed the rebound. Jordan Durkak had a great move. Got himself all the way to the bucket and missed a left-handed layup. Rebounded Caleb First, and Durkak out of frustration fouls. Purdue 51, Rutgers 41, 9:16 to go in this very unpredictable game. Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Purdue the ball, 9:05 to go, the clock ticking. Purdue lobs it, left block where it's caught by Trey Coffin Wren. Faces up Somerville, spins and shoots and scores. A right-handed hook shot, Somerville actually fell down. Trey Coffin Wren has 8 points, Purdue's up 53-41.
That was a good, strong physical move into the painted area from that left block. Got Somerville to lose his balance and then finish with that jump hook in the lane.
Rutgers was within five just a moment ago. Purdue now up 12. Durkat drives in from the left baseline. Blocked by Caleb First. Taken out of there by Purdue's Braden Smith. Excellent verticality by Caleb First. Driving Lawyer, a floater, good. He got to the paint and knocked in a floating jump shot. Fletcher Lawyer pushes the lead to 55-41, and then Braden Smith fouled Durkat in the backcourt. I'm not sure why, but that is a foul against Purdue. Goes against Braden Smith. It'll be just his first foul.
It doesn't hurt you too much, and Durkat was pushing there. Not ideal, certainly, Braden Smith, but with just his first foul and the team not in the bonus yet, now allowing you to set your defense.
Yeah, team foul number four on Purdue. Fletcher Lawyer, 13 points. Braden Smith, 13 points. Trey Coffin Wren, 8. Purdue leading 55-41, 8:15 to go here. Acuff between the rings on a left-handed dribble. Stops and lobs. That'll be caught and dunked. Coming in from the right baseline, Dylan Grant for a two-handed punch. 7 points for Grant. Purdue's up 55-43 with 8 minutes to go.
Great look by Acuff and some pretty impressive hops there from Grant. Purdue caught ball watching there. Grant gets behind Lawyer on the backside.
Trey Coffin ran again against Somerville. A foul on Somerville reaching in. Trey was trying to back him down on the left block area. Somerville kept reaching and eventually got caught with hand in said cookie jar. Timeout on the floor. Purdue 55, Rutgers 43 with 7:50 remaining on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Purdue with the ball as we are resuming action here. Here's Braden Smith driving into the painted area, shot faking, shooting, and scoring. He was able to shot fake and get his defender, Harper, up into the air and then shot a six-footer right over the top of Harper. Purdue has pushed the lead out to 57-43.
That was good action. He throws the inbounds pass and then zooms off a handoff and just gets right into the lane.
Harper will spin in the paint, shoot a left-handed layup. He will miss it. Somerville tipped at it, lost it out of bounds. Baseline left. Purdue gets the possession.
Wow, I will say, I mean, Purdue has not shot the ball well, obviously, at all. But Rutgers has missed a number of bunnies here around the rim.
Oh, has a team, Bob. They're 35% shooting for the game. So you are exactly right on that. And you're right.
I mean, number that's a top five pick missing an uncontested layup for all intents and purposes.
Purdue the ball now. 7:15 remaining. Boilermakers in the black uniforms on the road here. Trying to get a road win. It would be just their second road win of the season. Ja'Kari Harris dribbles in, gives it to Caleb. First two dunks with two hands. The extra defender came to take Ja'Kari Harris, and he said, cool. That means my teammate Caleb First is wide open. 7 points in a game after the dunk for Caleb First. This is going to be a full timeout taken by Rutgers. We'll keep it here. 7:05 remaining, and Purdue has its largest lead of the game at 59-43. And wouldn't you know, Ja'Kari Harris, who squared off against Ace Bailey last March in the state championship game in Georgia, Class 7A state championship game. It looks to me like Ja'Kari, who won the game, by the way, he's a state champion, looks to me like he's trying to prove to his former high school competitor, Ace Bailey, that he's got a little game to him as well.
You may be right. He's probably seen Ace getting his game on, and he said, hey, it's time for me to come to this game and make an impact. And he certainly has. Drilled the three, got a couple rebounds, and then how about that sweet bounce pass playing off the shot fake? And that's what happens when you make a shot or two, right?
Yeah, right.
The defense closes out because Ja'Kari Harris, based on his percentages, let's be honest, there should not be any hard closeouts on Ja'Kari Harris.
Yeah.
They should be closing out short, settling with him taking threes, but instead he makes one. Defense overreacts. He plays off the shot fake beautifully, gets into the teeth of the defense, draws the help side, and just drops off a beautiful bounce pass, which allows Caleb to rock the rim. So impressive effort there by the freshman, and Purdue's got great contributions, all things considered, from all three freshmen here in today's game.
Well, one thing we've talked about with Ja'Kari all year, even though he hasn't shot the ball well, he has taken care of the ball.
Yes.
5 turnovers for the entire season for a guy that plays a lot. And for those that know Matt Painter well, and my broadcast partner does, he played for Coach Payne. If you do not turn the ball over, you will stay in the rotation, plain and simple.
Yes, you will. You don't turn the ball over, that's going to be a huge piece of what Coach Painter loves about you as a player. And That's allowed Jakari to stay in these lineups, even though he struggled to make shots.
Back to action. Ace Bailey guarded by Caleb first between the rings. Wants to take Caleb on the dribble drive. Got to the rim. Blocked from behind. Caleb first blocking Ace Bailey. His second block of the game for Caleb first, and Purdue has the ball.
How about that? Purdue, a team that is a very poor shot-blocking team, but Caleb first gets a huge block on the ball there of one of the best players in the country.
Three on the way. Jakari Harris in the right corner is no good. Purdue is now 4 of 22 from three. 4 of 22, despite being one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. Here's a block shot. A three-point try for Harper was blocked on the left wing by Braden Smith. How did Braden block a three-point shot? Wow, Purdue with the ball.
That is unbelievable. I mean, Dylan Harper's got a little bit of a low release, but Braden Smith, unbelievable defensive play.
Braden Smith, top of the key, Lawyer, straight away three. That one won't go. Oh, man. Here's a three on two. Bailey on the run, spinning at the block. Count the basket and a foul on Braden Smith. I'm telling you, fans, that last three for Fletcher Lawyer was straight away, wide open. Fletcher, a 48% three-point shooter, and he missed. It's been that kind of a night for Purdue. 4 of 23 from the three-point line. At the other end, Ace Bailey now with an and-one opportunity. Purdue leading 59-45.
And it was right on target, just back iron. Really disappointing there. You get that quality look not to cash it in, and then Ace Bailey goes the other way and gets a sweet spin move and one.
16, now 17 in the game for Ace Bailey. Averages 19 a game. The 6'10 freshman who's originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Rutgers is right back in it here, 59-46. With 5:57 to go, Rutgers will jump into their 2-2-1 full court press now. Going to try to get Purdue to turn it over a little bit here. Purdue's done a good job so far in the game taking care of the ball. Only 5 turnovers. Boilermakers are able to break the press, and Braden Smith has it near the capital R at the mid-court stripe. Purdue left to right here in the black uniforms. We're down to 5:40 to go. Left wing, Lawyer. Lobs in to Trey Coughlin-Wren. Faces up Somerville on the left block. Puts the ball low between his knees. Now spins on Somerville. Lowers the shoulder. Shoots, and he was hammered by Somerville. I'm not sure why Somerville is complaining. That was about as obvious as a foul as you can find. Bad news for Purdue. Trey Coughlin-Wren has not been good at the foul line tonight. 0 for 3. Purdue as a team is 3 for 9 at the foul line.
You just really hope Trey can see at least one or two of these go down. Just from a confidence standpoint. Not only, and also obviously, of course, from a scoreboard standpoint, but Purdue with a relatively comfortable 13-point lead, you'd love to see Trey get some confidence here at the stripe.
Yeah, the only way you open up the door for Rutgers is you start missing foul shots and start turning it over. This is a two-shot opportunity. It's no good. It was long. Off the heel. Trey Coughlin-Wren came into tonight 58% from the foul line.
And you can just see how much it's killing him. He held up his follow-through extra long there, just basically telling himself, like, why is this not going in? I'm doing all the proper mechanics.
This one is good. That one is much needed. 9 points for Trey Coughlin-Wren, who has scored in double figures in every game this year. Right now he's at 9. Purdue's up 60-46 with 5:20 to play. Ace Bailey on the high right arc, 2 steps outside of the arc, guarded by Coughlin. Will shoot a 3. It is up. Oh, that's a bad shot. Spank ball, as the late, great Larry Clisby would have said. Rebounded by Trey Coughlin-Wren of the Boilermakers.
We could hear that on the microphone as it loudly spanked off that backboard.
That one almost broke the backboard. 5 minutes to go in a game. Purdue the ball. Lawyer, perimeter left, dribbling with the right hand, using a screen from Trey Coughlin-Wren at the top of the key, driving against Hayes, leaves it for first. He's underneath the bucket and lost it. Stolen. Stolen by Ace Bailey of Rutgers. 4:45 remaining. Hayes, the fourth, perimeter right, has the ball in the right hand, throws it down inside to Durkak. He shot fakes and was fouled before the layup. Fouled before the layup by Braden Smith. That's 3 fouls on Braden Smith. It did save a layup for Durkak, who had somehow gotten open under the bucket. It is team foul number 6 on Purdue, so at least for the moment, it saves 2 points.
Yep, you like that foul in that case. With Braden, of course, getting a little bit closer to that 5th foul, you don't like that, but taking away the 2 points in this point of the game, good call.
Bailey has it in the right corner. He was falling out of bounds, but alertly threw it off the leg of Braden Smith. Ace Bailey was about to fall into his own bench area. but was alert enough to at least throw it off of Braden Smith to keep the possession with Rutgers with 17 on the shot clock. 4:36 to go in the game. Here's Tyson Acuff. Left wing. Catch and shoot three for Bailey. In and out. This one's no good. And then tipped out of bounds by Rutgers. Hayes was hustling after an offensive rebound, but he couldn't grab it cleanly. He tried to tip it to a teammate, but he tipped it out of bounds on a sideline. Purdue gets the ball with 4:28 remaining.
Purdue got fortunate there. Caleb first with some off-ball screening action trying to guard Ace Bailey. Tried to go removed as he was a little bit behind the play.
Wide open. How did Trey Kaufman-Wren get that open under the bucket? Braden Smith found him, and he dunked with two hands. Timeout, Steve Peichel. What is Peichel so angry with?
He is mad at his team. Braden just rifled that pass from basically half court.
Yes.
No one was guarding Kaufman-Wren at the left block. Just completely. I was trying to finish my point thinking Purdue was just going to dribble the ball up the court. And
Braden looked up and said, my teammate's wide open under the basket. No one's guarding him?
Yeah.
And by the way, double figure scoring now for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue's up 16, 4:16 to play, and a number of Rutgers fans are headed for the exits. Can Purdue hold on? On the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard, we'll take a break. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Back to action. Rutgers the ball right to left. Red uniforms, 4:08 with the clock ticking here. Hayes, a deep three, left wing off the heel of the rim and rebounded by, guess who, Jakari Harris. He's been all over the floor here in the second half, the freshman from Atlanta. He hands to teammate Braden Smith. We're down to 3:50 to go in the game. Caleb first, ball above his head. Chest pass left side, Trey Kaufman-Wren, ball above his head. Further left to Braden Smith, not a lawyer. Illegal screen, Fletch made the three. The illegal screen on Caleb first. The reason I'm laughing, Fletch made the three and then put his hands over his eyes as if to say, we finally made a three, and it doesn't count.
Caleb can't believe it. He felt like he set a pretty good screen. Be interesting to see it back if he moved or not, but it was great execution except for getting whistled for the foul.
Four fouls on Caleb first. Here's a bucket. Abole drove to the bucket in from the left block. Abole, 4 points in a game. Emmanuel Abole from Nigeria originally. Just started playing basketball seriously at the age of 18. Purdue up 14 with 3:15 to play in the game. Braden Smith, top of the key screen from Trey Kaufman-Wren. Drives all the way to the bucket and stops. Gives to Trey Kaufman-Wren. And he was fouled by Abole. Abole literally ran him over from behind. He'll help Trey up off the floor. Good sportsmanship from Abole. But that'll be a 1-1 for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Team foul number 8 on the Scarlet Knights. This is where we need Trey now to step up here and make these foul shots. Only one made foul shot for Trey Kaufman-Wren in the game. Purdue as a team is only 4 of 11 at the foul line. And 4 of 23 from the three-point line. Terrible shooting night for Purdue. Yet somehow they have a 14-point lead. Trey makes the first foul shot.
That is huge. He was able to hit the second one on his previous attempts at the foul line. And this time was able to come through with a big 1-1.
3:09 to play. Purdue up by 15. This building slowly beginning to thin out. Fans headed for the exits, and wouldn't you know it, Trey made both foul shots. 64-48, 3:08 to go. What a lift from the freshman tonight, especially in the second half. Jakari Harris, Raleigh Burgess in particular, really helped Purdue when Purdue was in a pinch with foul trouble on the big guys. Acuff, a three straight away for Rutgers, is no good. It's long. It's rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren. His fifth rebound to go with 13 points. The big three from Purdue have scored 41 points tonight total. That's the magic number. When they score 41 combined this year, Purdue is undefeated. We're down at 2:35 remaining. Braden Smith trying to kill some time with a dribble near the midcourt stripe. Durkak is guarding him. Braden with the ball with now 7 on the shot clock. Now he goes to work. Between the leg dribble. Leans into Durkak and threw the foul. Boy, that was perfection. The veteran Braden Smith. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Shot fake. Lean into the defender. And this will be 2 foul shots for Braden Smith. Second foul on Durkak.
That felt like Braden Smith just toying with Durkak a little bit. There was a little jawing back and forth. Some physical play on the perimeter. Braden just one-on-one play, gets the up fake as he hits the first free throw. Got Durkak off his feet. Braden's done that to a lot of people, but you could tell Durkak and Braden having a little discussion back and forth here.
Second foul shot, Braden Smith is no good. Braden has missed two foul shots in the game. He came into tonight only having missed four foul shots for the entire season. Been that kind of a shooting night for Purdue. The good news, Purdue still comfortably ahead, 65-48. We're down to 2:07 to go in a bowl game. A Bolle left block leaves it out high for the uber-talented freshman Ace Bailey. Right side it goes. Durkak fakes the three, dribbles in from the right wing, shoots and had it blocked from Jakari Harris. It's loose on the floor, and Jakari Harris just reached in and took the ball away from a Bolle. My goodness, has Jakari Harris been uber-aggressive tonight. Alternating possession favors Rutgers.
That was really nice defense there by Purdue. Caleb first, pretty good individual defense, sliding his feet with the smaller Durkak. Then Jakari just comes over from the weak side and is able to get that block.
A three from Hayes is no good as the shot clock expired. Purdue has a two-on-one. A lob for Jakari Harris, who missed the dunk, but Caleb first got the rebound. Braden Smith lobbed it for Harris. He missed the dunk in transition, but Caleb first got the ball for a recycle anyway.
Oh, Jakari is going to be bummed out about that one. Not quite able to finish on that lob attempt.
90 seconds to go. A drive and a bucket. Count it for Trey Kaufman-Wrenn with 1:29 remaining in the game. Two more for TKR. Saddled tonight with foul trouble, but you'd never know it. He now has 15 points to go with five rebounds. He's at the line for an and one. Purdue's degree plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts degree plus and see if and one is right for you.
Well, Braden and Jakari had a fun little moment there after TKR got the and one, kind of joking about Jakari not being able to finish that dunk.
And Trey made the foul shot. And he'll come out of the game replaced by Camden Heidi. Purdue lead 20 points, their largest of the game, 68-48. 1:22 to go in the game. Clock is ticking. Tick. Purdue's about to win their second road game of the season, and a steal defensively by Jakari Harris. Of course, Jakari Harris with a steal. 1:05 to go. Purdue will improve to 4-1 in Big Ten competition. Rutgers will fall to 1-4. Caleb first had it poked out of his hands, a turnover for Purdue. It's only their eighth turnover of the game. And guess what? Rutgers turned it right back over, a steal from C.J. Cox. That's the 16th turnover for Rutgers. They had 12 in the first half, four here in the second half. We're down to 40 seconds remaining. Purdue with the ball, leading 68-48. Cox holds the ball on the capital R court, dribbles right wing and stops. Shot clock at 7 to Miles Colvin wearing number 41. Shooting a contested 3. That one's no good. Purdue is going to be 4 of 24 for the night from the 3-point line, yet still win the game. We're down to 17 seconds remaining. Acuff underneath the bucket, fouled by Caleb first. 14.9. So the final numbers for Purdue should end up, because I can't imagine Rutgers is going to foul. Purdue's going to be 4 of 24 from 3, 8 of 16 at the foul line, and still win by
going away.
Yeah, I mean, 20. It's at 20 right now. Acuff at the foul line makes the foul shot.
I thought Purdue had a good chance, if we could have got one more stop, to hold them under 50 points, and we still got a chance if Acuff misses this second free throw here. They got 49 at the moment, but yeah, what a remarkable defensive performance on the road.
For a team at Rutgers that was averaging 78 a ball game, 78 points a game. Acuff made both foul shots. Purdue will dribble it out. Purdue's going to have an 18-point win on the road. Last Thursday night, Purdue won by 20 on the road in Minneapolis. Tonight, Purdue wins by 18 on the road in Piscataway. Purdue 68, Rutgers 50. That is the final. The Boilermakers, 12-4 on the season, 4-1 in Big Ten competition, and even more importantly, another much-needed road victory in the Big Ten for the old gold and black. Purdue wins it. Boilermakers victorious tonight over Rutgers. Before we move further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Boilermaker basketball from Learfield.
Purdue men's basketball all season long on your home for the Boilermakers. Z96.5 WAZY Lafayette.